This is Jerome here. We are joined in studio by Russ Jones with Midwest Championship Fighting. He's going to talk to us about the upcoming fights here in memoriam, Saturday, October 21st, D&N Event Center. Tickets are available now at cagetix.com. Russ, how you doing, man?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Glad you were able to make it in this morning. Had a bit of a mix-up, but we got you in here. So let's go ahead and get right into it. Talk about the fight coming up on Saturday. 16 fights overall?
Yeah, you can also get tickets at Jones Law Office or at 308-534-2732, just so you're aware.
Okay. So you can pick up those.
Locally, it's a little easier than going through Cagetix because then they give them to me and then I give them to them anyhow.
Yeah, so, right.
yeah, we got 16 fights, 5 pro fights, 2 female fights, 3 title fights. Pretty stacked card. It's 16. It's held together at this point. I've had a few things drop off and been able to pick things back up over the course of the last 2 months getting this card lined up. We've got a couple guys on waiting lists that want to fight that I just don't have room for. So it's kind of, that's kind of a nice problem to have.
It is kind of. And a lot of times with, and this is at any level, sometimes guys are training really hard, they get injured, and that could really throw a fight card off from what it originally is. So it's good that you have some fighters in the wings in case something happens.
When I took over the matchmaking a few years back, when I had 6-7 fights a week out and I lost one, it really throws a fight card off. Yeah. But now at 16, I think we're pretty solid.
Right. Now, with these fights coming up here, we do, as you always do, have some local fighters in the mix.
Absolutely. We've got some guy. We've got debut Elio Villegas. He's a debut fighter, so I'm excited to see him. And we've got the veterans, McDonald, Timmerman, McKeeman. So, yeah, we've got a wide variety of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anthony Cox is back, and it's exciting.
Yeah, and as you said, some guys are fighting for belts, too, amateur and pro, right?
Yeah. Mercedes, I saw her in Kearney here a few months back, and then I saw her in March here, and she looked like a different person. She really looked a lot better. For once, it looked like Mercedes wanted to win and didn't want to just go in there and get punched. She looked great. Andrew Longacre trained, the guy that owns Dynasty, it's not Dynasty anymore. Yeah, it is. It's Dynasty Combat. He said something to me that I think rings true, and that is, he said, you know, her best fights are in front of her. Mm-hmm. And this guy's in the game, and this guy knows what he's talking about. He's representing a number of guys in the UFC right now. And Mercedes just looked really solid. And if she continues to drop weight, she's going to be deadly at 125 if she gets down there.
Right. I was actually talking about that, I think, either today or yesterday. I was unable to make the fights, but I was able to watch them online. And judging Mercedes' last fight from the time I saw her fight a few fights before, I think you were dead on with the fact that she's in there. She's like a different fighter. She's more hungry. She's definitely got more of a killer instinct going into the ring than she had at the beginning of her fight career. And I think, I mean, she's just constantly improving towards being a better fighter.
I think she's going in to win now. I think she's going in to win, and I guess with some it just takes more time to get that feel. But just her whole mentality seems to have changed, at least when she's in the ring.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So coming up here on Saturday, the title of it is In Memoriam, obviously in honor of Ryan's brother. Giving him this shot to win the title, was this something that, and I'm not saying that's the reason why you're doing it, but is it something that you always planned on doing at some point, or how did that come about to finally say, okay, now you're fighting for the belt?
Well, he had the opportunity last October to fight Michael Graves out of Missouri, and I have the belt I'm giving him or his opponent on the 21st of October is the same belt that I bought when he was fighting for a title back a year ago, October, against Michael Graves, which just didn't work out.
Yeah.
I'm excited to say and sad to say that I think this will be the last time we see Ryan in my cage because he was pulled up to the UFC fight contender series. And I think once he goes to the next level, he won't come back until he's aging and retired. Yeah. And God knows what will happen then.
Right.
So, no, this has nothing to do with that. I mean, the name in memoriam is certainly a reference to his brother Kyle. Because of that, he wasn't able to go to the UFC contender right. series. And so I need to acknowledge it. I didn't think I'd ever see Ryan in my cage again. But no, Ryan's had a shot at a title a year ago, and he's won amateur titles. He owns the bantamweight MCF amateur title. Mm-hmm. So no, they didn't have anything to do with each other, other than it was just another opportunity to get Ryan in my cage.
Right, and as you said, could be last opportunity for us around here to see him in your cage. I'm sure. Following his career, obviously, as closely as you have, because this isn't the first time he's been in your cage. This is probably a bittersweet event for you in regard to him because, like you said, I mean, you've watched him grow.
I'm so excited for him. I could care less if he's in my cage again. I mean, as long as he goes and lives his dreams, I could. Yeah. It doesn't. I mean, it's a kind of a bummer for the community because it's fun to watch him fight.
Right.
But we can go watch him fight somewhere else.
Yeah.
And I want him to live out his dreams.
Now, you have some other folks fighting for belts as well. Yeah. Why don't we go ahead and mention them as well?
Like I said, Mercedes looked so good, and I don't think she's going to be an amateur much longer. I wanted to give her an opportunity now that she's on a two-fight win streak. I wanted to give her an opportunity to have a belt. And then Taylor McKeeman, who's 5-1, the only loss that he's got, and I had planned to give Taylor a shot at the amateur belt. The only loss that he has, he went up in weight to 170. This is a 155 fight, and he's 5-0 at 155. He's 0-1 at 170. That Matt Schartz kid, who originally has ties from North Platte, looked really good and beat him in the third.
Yeah.
Those are the three title fights, Mercedes, Taylor, and Ryan, of course.
Right. Again, you can get tickets. If you're out of the North Platte area, cagetix.com. But if you're in the North Platte area, stop by Russ Jones' law office. It just eliminates the middleman, like you said, getting on there, and you got to give him the tickets anyway. So, also coming up on the 20th, you have the weigh-in at Pal's Brewing Company. You kind of move the weigh-in around, which is awesome because then you're helping out other businesses. You're giving it a fresh look. I assume you're going to be there for the weigh-in too. Are you thinking, is it going to be a peaceful weigh-in? What are your thoughts on that?
I don't know. We're going to set them up a little differently than before, make it a little sexier, hopefully. Weigh-ins can be fairly boring, but we're going to probably have Ryan and Chad, the main event, Obermiller and McDonald. We're going to put some curtains up and have all the fighters come out from behind curtains when they match up. We're going to potentially, Profit will be there. Profit Harmon's the new announcer. He will be there potentially interviewing Ryan and Chad and maybe a few others, as they're matching up. I know there's some bad blood between mm-hmm. Chad and Ryan, and we certainly want to keep the fight to the date of the 21st, not on the 20th.
Right.
But yeah, I think that there's some bad blood between some of the fighters. There's a couple guys, one guy from Imperial, Nebraska, fighting a kid from Omaha that just don't like each other. They're both fighters, and they just don't like each other. And so we've got some fights that are there because not just because they're, punching the time card. They're there because they're punching the time card against someone they just want to beat the hell out of.
Right. And that's another thing about your fight promotion is you do a good job of matching these guys up, but you also somehow find guys throughout the state who just don't like each other. And I'm sure, that kind of is a benefit when it comes to fight night, because then you're going to see an exciting matchup.
Yeah, and I was listening to you and Ryan the other day on the radio, and Ryan does have it wrong. Street fight is great for entertainment. if the guys have no experience whatsoever and you get two guys in there that have a beef, people like to see that. And so I don't have a street fight on this card. Every fight on there, these guys have experience fighting in the cage, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to try and get one in the future.
Right.
Because I am.
Right. Now, speaking of the future, you've got Midwest Championship Fighting 14. This 14th event coming up here on the 21st. I know you're going to want to, get through the event, kind of take a step back for a moment and breathe. But what's next for Midwest Championship Fighting?
Well, in March, I'll do the St. Paddy's Day show. It'll actually be my 10th show. I bought this thing after five. And so I was the announcer before. But this will be the 10th show that I've done, and it'll be the fifth or sixth show that I've done the entire thing, including the matchmaking. I don't know. I intend to make it a pretty big thing for me rather than, you know, in terms of my 10th show, I would like to have a number of decent pro fights. But I think we're there. I mean, I think that we might see about getting a little bigger budget in order to get some higher level names in from further away. But, you know, we've got plenty of great fighters in Nebraska. We got plenty of great fighters in Colorado and Iowa. And so I don't know if it's going to be any different, but I'm going to continue to do it at this point. And at this point, it's gotten really fun. It's become easier to make sure that I can bring the talent level to the arena that the crowd expects. And the talent level is actually, I think, getting better as you make more and more connections, as you continue to treat fighters well, which has always been my mantra, I guess, and for lack of a better way of putting it. So I'm excited about the future. I'm excited to continue to grow the product. The Convention and Visitors Board has given me some money or given me some help with regard to social media, not in this area. So I'm interested to see how big the crowd is on the 21st.
Right, folks. And if you want to see the fight, you can get your tickets, cagetix.com, or stop by Russ Jones Law Office. It is Midwest Championship Fighting in Memoriam, Saturday, October 21st. DNN Event Center doors open at 6, and the fights start at 7:30. Russ, thanks so much for taking the time to come in and talk to us.
Thanks, man.